这是不错的。
So this is correct.
不过我认为这故事应该讲，这是风暴中的稳固会更恰当。
I believe the story should be about solid in storm.
因为这个场景不只是只有耶稣，还有一群的门徒。
Not just about Jesus, but also disciples.
而这艘船呢，在风暴当中的这个风浪中，它没有沉没，反而稳固的航行在那里。
The boat didn't sink, but maintained steady course.
也没有造成任何的伤亡、意外或是财务损失。
Without casualty or property damages.
而且不是这艘船稳固而已，所有的门徒也因为这个事件，他们信心都得到稳固了。
After experiencing this miracle, their faith was solidified.
所以这个故事应该说是风暴中的稳固会更贴切。
So should be stand firm in the storm.
不过在这个风暴中的稳固的故事当中，我们可能会有很多的问题。
You may have many questions.
例如说，耶稣在暴风雨中为什么要睡觉？
Why Jesus was sound asleep?
特别是门徒正在遭遇难处，正在担心的时候，耶稣竟然没有陪着他们度过风暴，鼓励他们咬紧牙关坚持到底。
He did not stay with the disciples when the raging storm worried them and did not encourage them to endure.
耶稣没有给他们打气加油啊，反而在船底睡觉。
But was sleeping in at the stern.
那就算要睡觉，随时都有机会啊，怎么在偏偏在这个时候呢？
Why sleeping?
有人猜测耶稣呢是平常服侍太累了，所以需要打盹啊休息一下。
Some infer that Jesus was so exhausted from his ministry.
我不觉得如此，因为耶稣是靠祷告得能力的。
I don't think so. He derived his power through praying.
因为在客西马尼园的例子就是如此，他靠祷告来得力。
Such as in Garden of Gethsemane.
不是像我们要靠睡觉来恢复体力的。
Not through sleep to recover.
况且在风暴中摇晃得非常厉害，根本不可能睡得着的。
So nobody can fall asleep in stormy waves.
我不晓得你们有多少坐过船的那经验，非常的摇晃的时候你怎么睡
？If you have been in a boat,
吐，根本没办法睡的。
So throwing up.
所以有人认为说，因此耶稣是故意装睡，要来借此考验门徒的信心。
Some figure Jesus was testing the faith of disciple by feigning asleep.
当然也有可能，不过考验信心不一定要装睡嘛。是不是
Why feigning asleep?
不管如何，我认为耶稣在风暴中这一个特别的时刻呢，之所以还能够安然睡觉，有一个主要的目的。
Personally, I think there was a special purpose.
就是为了使当时的门徒以及今天所有跟随主的人都可以一同经历风暴中的稳固。
That Jesus was sound asleep throughout the storm and calmed the waves so that we can learn along with the disciple.
这个风暴中的稳固了一定有一个特别的目的。
A special purpose.
能够让当时的门徒或是今天的我们来学习。
So that we can learn.
至少有三方面，以下三方面很重要的功课我们可以来学习。
In three aspects.
好，第一个是世事难料，人有旦夕祸福。
Whatever will be, will be. The future is not ours to see. Fortune or disaster can strike any time.
好，我们一起来读37节，预备，请。
A furious squall came up, and the water broke down over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped.
忽然起了暴风。
A furious squall came up.
那表示这不是在期待当中的，突然间发生的。
Indicated sudden occurrence beyond our expectation.
说明很多事情的发生根本不是在我们的预料当中的。
That's beyond our expectation.
当时耶稣渡船，有很多人跟随他。
Many followed Jesus in this boat.
甚至有别的船也跟着他们一起同行。
With numerous other vessels sailing along.
当时虽然已经是晚上了，但是天气仍然好好的。
It was dark with fair weather.
连这些有经验丰富的老手都放心的开船。
Even veteran sailor could not anticipate.
但忽然之间，就起了暴风了。
Such furious squall.
谁也料想不到会有这样的事情发生。
Beyond their expectation.
其实我们想一想，在我们现实的生活当中，不就也常常发生这样的事吗
？Same can happen in our life.
人生风暴随时可能袭击而来的。
So disaster can strike any time.
例如，可能你在你周围亲朋好友当中。一个很健康的突然就得到末期癌症
Such as a healthy acquaintance suddenly was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
一位很优秀的工程师突然间就被公司裁员了。
A company engineer was laid off.
一位总是谨慎开车的人，突然你听到，哎，车祸上升。
A careful driver died in a car wreck.
那这些突发事件经常也在我们生活当中不断的发生。
On and on and on in our lives.
而且不停的上演，重演，不断的重演。
On and on.
甚至在我们个人的生活当中，也常常出现一些无法预测的风暴，让我们措手不及。
Catch us off guard.
所以中国人常说，说人有旦夕祸福，谁都不能预测将来。
So no wonder an adage, what will tomorrow brings? No one can predict the future.
没有人能够为自己的未来打包票的。
So nobody knows.
所以有人就这样认为说，既然生命不在自己的手中，然后呢，人生又是苦短，那就尽情享受生命吧。
Therefore, some live for the moment since you only live once.
反正人谁都没有办法预测啊，明天，于是以今朝有酒今朝醉的态度来度过每一天。
Drink and be merry, enjoy while you can.
请问世上有没有这样的人？有啊，很多啊，不是这样吗？那请问这样的人生态度好不好？不好，我们早上有来上课的都说不好。
Many live like this, not a good outlook on life.
路加福音十二章十六到二十节，耶稣特别做了一个比喻来提醒。
Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 verses 16 to 20.
好，我们一起来读这段经文，预备，请。
And he told them this parable, when a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what should I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grains and goods. And I will say to myself, I have plenty of good things laid out for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you.And who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
好，这里说明一件事情，就是人生根本不是自己能够掌握的。
It means no one holds the future.
那既然如此，有三方面的意义与认知是我们要被提醒的。
We need to be reminded in three aspects.
第一个是要认识自己的有限。
First, know your limits.
摒除人定胜天的谎言。
Don't believe man will conquer nature.
当你知道自己的有限。才能够让你自己愿意谦卑下来。
So humble yourself and know your limits.
人都以为靠自己努力，只要相信自己就够了。
Actually, man proposes.
但是事实上，你会发现你所拥有的一切，真的都是你一手努力赚来的吗
？But God disposes. You own everything to God.
其实都是神的恩典。
Not self-made.
因为人再怎么样厉害优秀。神如果不祝福你，你绝对不能够享受这个世上任何的东西。
Without God's grace, you can't enjoy anything.
甚至你今天能够健康的坐在这里，还可以呼吸吸一口新鲜的空气，都是上帝的恩典，不是吗
？Even your health or the air you breathe.
这并不是说我们都不需要培养个人的才干能力，也不要训练自己得到更多的学习、更多的知识、探索这个科学等等，不是这个意思。
We still need to work hard and optimize our ability to learn and explore.
而是要经常提醒自己，不要以为我们仅有的这些学问啊，或是科技，或是自己的才干来自夸。
But not boasting.
却不知道人是何等的脆弱、渺小到不堪一击。
Since life can be so fragile.
那第二方面是要接受环境的安排。
Secondly, accept the situation.
当遭遇到不测风云的时候，或是经历人生风暴的时候，不要消极的去埋怨上帝为什么不看顾我。
When disaster strikes, don't passively blame God not keeping or caring.
就像那些门徒在那里埋怨说：“夫子啊，我们上面你不顾我们吗
？”Not as these disciples complain to Jesus, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
反而要以积极的态度去接受环境的安排。
We should brave the challenge.
勇敢的面对前面的挑战。
And accept the situation.
可惜的是呢，许多人刚信主的时候，哇，一帆风顺，很热心的参加教会的聚会。
Alas, many new believers join church activity fervently at the beginning when everything goes well.
但是，一到遭遇环境的难处的时候，就跟上帝过不去了。
But when difficulty came, they blame God.
哎，不停止参加聚会的活动了。
And no longer came to church active functions.
所以，除了我们要避免如此行。 我们要帮助这些人去明白信主的目的不是为了一帆风顺。
We should avoid such behavior and also help others to understand Christian life is never happily ever after.
就算神施恩赐福，但是也不会一直都是一帆风顺的。
Despite God's grace and blessings, storm will come.
将来风暴都是会临到的。
We all encounter difficulties.
第三方面是要珍惜现今的机会。
Thirdly, cherish the present.
趁着你还有今天，还有机会做工的时候，要把握机会。
Take every opportunity to serve God.
倘若你不知道珍惜，浪费光阴，等到风暴来临的时候，你想做都来不及，没有机会了。
Otherwise, you might not have the second chance when storm comes. It's too late.
我举一个例子，我最近有的经验，可能你们都有。
I have similar experience.
我很喜欢收集一些 coupon 哈，很多人都知道。
We all enjoy the deals offered by coupons.
同意哈，对。那这 coupon 有些很好的折扣啊。
Some have very good discount.
甚至有些免费的啊，就是寄来你可以免费拿这些东西都免费的。
Something even offer free gift.
那但是这些 coupon 哈，或者这折价券都有一个截止日期。
However, coupons all have expiration date.
前一阵子我收到一张面值50元的这个优惠券，可以到这家这个商店呢购买任何东西，只要在50元之内都不要钱。
Once I receive a coupon for anything in the store free up to $50.
哇，这个很棒啊，是不是？但是呢，我没有注意到这个日期。等到我要过的时候呢，昨天刚刚过期。
But when I wanted to use it, it had expired the day before.
一天拖过一天，因为很多时候也忙啊，忙了没有去时间去注意。那发现的时候，不能今天要用，不能用了。
So they expired.
我像这种这个没有把握机会，我相信你们也同样有类似这种后悔的经验，有没有？
So you regret it so much.
不是只有我这种，你们也有这样的经验。
So everybody has similar experience.
其实做神的工啊，服侍神也是如此的。
So you may have similar experience serving.
例如我们在年初的时候，我们计划说一年读经的计划，然后呢，一看说，又到年底了啊，结果也没有做好。
So you want to finish reading Bible in a year, but still planning on it years after.
所以计划了好几年。好几年还在计划，因为每次在年初的计划一不小心又到年底了，又后悔了。
Still planning years after years.
例如心中有感动，想要出来服侍，但是心里是讲着等到下一次吧。
You were moved to serve, but hesitated.
结果一年又过了一年，到现在还在原地踏步。
Year after year, going nowhere.
有些事情后悔了，但下次还有机会。但是有些事情呢，却再也来不及了。
Some may provide second chance, some may not.
例如所以难怪耶稣他这样的提醒，约翰福音9:4这样说。
No wonder Jesus reminded us in John 9:4.
我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together. As long as day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
好，所以不要再等了，心中的感动不要消灭。
Wait no more, act now.
无论是神感动你去国外短宣，或是去附近的老人院来服侍，你都要珍惜现在的机会。
Be it short-term mission abroad or ministry to neighborhood nursing home.
好，第二方面呢是指风浪止息，就是主有一切的权柄。
The wind died down, God has all authority.
让我们一起来读第39节。
Let's read verses 39.
备请。
Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm.
好，当门徒，当耶稣呢，被门徒这个摇醒了之后，耶稣没有斥责门徒把他吵醒，我在睡觉，你把他吵醒干什么？或者是斥责门徒，你们没有信心，没有骂他们，反而斥责什么？风跟海，这有点奇怪。
The disciple woke Jesus up. He didn't rebuke them waking him up or lacking faith. Instead, he rebuked the wind.
我记得小时候，然后在家里，如果长辈在睡觉睡午觉还是什么，都要小心的。你把他吵醒会被骂的。
So you will wake up elderly, you'll be reprimanded.
结果门徒把耶稣吵起来，怎么没有被骂？
But it's not the same way for Jesus.
那而且呢，你说为什么斥责是风浪呢？只要吩咐命令一下就好了。或者根本不用说一句话，手一挥，拿着一个魔术棒一挥，就停了嘛？怎么会要斥责这样子这个风浪呢？
Jesus could have ordered the wind to die down by gesture with a wand or prayer. Why rebuking?
甚至也不要挥，也不要讲话，我们就祷告，带着大家一起祷告啊！就像我们可能遇到这个风了，我们就一起祷告，哎，就马上就停止了吗？那耶稣为什么没有这样做
？Or pray? Why rebuking?
而且风浪是一种自然界的现象，它又不是人会做错事情啊，可以训诫一番哈。
Waves are natural phenomena, not correctable like human efforts.
那到底是怎么回事呢？好，我们要从圣经来看哈，这个中文圣经翻斥责呢出现33次。
So there are many rebukes and reprimands in Bible.
啊，这原文叫 epithema， 啊，这个可以翻译成责备、斥责或是啊言辞警戒，总共出现29次。
So rebuke and reprimand 33 times or 29 times respectively.
那它在翻译成英文rebuke 这个责备呢24次。然后斥责四次，然后严厉的警戒翻译成一次
，counting。
然后呢，旧约、新约都有提到这些啊，神斥责风和海的故事。
Mostly applied to against winds or seas。
那耶稣也斥责魔鬼撒旦啊，这是。
And rebuke demons。
斥责风海，也斥责蝗虫。也斥责热病哈，彼得的岳母哈，也斥责热病。
Or other natural disasters such as locusts or fever.
但你发现没有，几乎没有出现神斥责人的。
God seldom rebukes men.
那你看神都不斥责人，反而今天我们看很多人到处去，人在到处斥责人，而不去斥责自己的罪恶，或者甚至去斥责撒旦。
But some people enjoy finding faults on others, not on themselves or Satan.
所以我们应该要反省。
So we need to reflect.
但是很奇怪，就是这里神为什么要斥责风和海呢？
Why Jesus rebuke winds and waves?
哦，原来斥责不单单是为了达到责备对方错误的目的。我相信还有一种哈，我们现在读雅各书一章五节好了，对不起，跳过，我们一起来读雅各书一章。
That's your book of James, chapter 1, verses 5.
If
anyone you like wisdom, you shall ask God, who gives generously to all without finding faults, or it will be given to them.
你看，神都不斥责我们啊，我们更岂能当常常来斥责别人呢？
So God did not find faults, so we should not find fault with others.
重要的目的就是不单只是为了责备对方的错误，还有相信这当中的神有权柄可以超越。或是可以纠正对方的那个意思。
Rebuke showed the authority to correct.
例如，当我们在责备的不听话的小孩的时候，表示我们有一个更高的一个能力跟权柄，并且带着一份期待，希望对方能够从错误当中被纠正过来。
When I rebuke misbehaving kids, it means I have higher power and authority, also the expectation to correct such behavior.
同样，当耶稣在斥责风和海的时候，表示耶稣有一个更高的权柄，连自然界不可抗拒的因素，耶稣都能够超越他。
When Jesus rebuked wind and waves, he showed higher authority over nature to correct it,
并且把它完全纠正过来，回到耶稣所要的状态。
Corrected to the way he wanted.
也就是说，当圣经特意提到、强调耶稣斥责风和海的时候，其实就是告诉我们。耶稣就是真神，他超越一切大自然的现象的，有这样的权柄。
It means Jesus, true God, reigns over nature.
其实这样的认知呢，圣经早就告诉我们了。
Bible clearly stating,
耶稣拥有天上地下一切所有的权柄。
He has all authority.
啊，马太福音章十八节。
Recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, the premises for Great Commission. Let's read together. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
既然耶稣拥有全世界、全宇宙一切的权柄，那我们如果有这样的认知，就会有三个回应。
If we acknowledge Jesus possesses all authority in heaven and on earth, we should respond in three ways.
你要相信神有至高的权柄。
First, believe God has all authority.
是神在掌权，而不是你。
God is in charge, not you.
既然如此，你就要相信你生命中所遭遇的任何的事情都是神在掌权。
You need to believe anything in your life is God allowed.
无论是好事，无论是坏事。
Whether good or bad.
正如圣经所说的诗篇二十九章十节。
Such is Psalm 29 verses 10.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever.
正因为神掌管宇宙、世界一切所有的，所以只要神不容许的事就不会发生。
Since God has all authority, everything is God allowed.
换一句话说，你现在生命中所遭遇的风暴或是苦难，都是神所容许的，都有神的美意。
Even storm or suffering, God has the best intention.
因为他拥有至高的权柄，并且他仍在掌权。
With His almighty power, He reigns.
第二个，你需要有的认知是，你要顺从从神来的权柄。
Secondly, obey authority from God.
倘若神拥有一切的权柄，连风和海、大自然都要听从耶稣、顺服耶稣的权柄，那你呢？
Even wind and waves of nature obey God's Jesus' command. What about you?
可惜的是，神给人类最大的恩典就是自由意志。
The greatest grace from God to man is free will.
但可惜人类却滥用这个自由意志，就不服从神的权柄。
And man abuses free will and disobeys God's authority.
今天我们在世上有太多的权柄要去服从，但是却偏偏不服从神的权柄。
In this world, we need to obey many authority, yet disobey God.
历世历代当中，我们看见许多的基督徒因为顺服神的权柄而遭受到逼迫，但是他们仍无怨无悔。
Throughout history, many Christians were persecuted for following God's authority without regrets or complaints.
倘若你有选择，当人的权柄与神的权柄互相抵触的时候，请问你要听从谁？神还是人呢？
When push come to shove, are you obeying God or man?
第三个是你要交出你生命的主权。
Give up the rights of your own life.
不但神拥有大自然的权柄，神也拥有你生命的权柄。
God owns authority over nature and your life.
你没有权柄决定自己的生命或是他人的生命。
You have no rights over your own life or others' life.
这就是为什么基督徒会反对自杀堕胎。
That's why the reason Christians are against suicide or abortions.
今天我们高举人权，尤其在美国更是如此。
We promote human rights, especially in America.
但基督徒更应该是高举神权。
Christians should exalt God.
也就是让神来掌管我们的生命。
And let God reign in our life.
献上自己做活祭，让神使用。
Offer self as living sacrifice to serve God.
这样的话，当我们遭遇人生风暴时，神才能够止息我们生命中一切的风浪。
Only then can God calm all the storms in our lives.
最后，众人胆怯，也就是人有信心的责任。
Lastly, people are afraid, have faith as our own responsibility.
那我们接着读第40节。
Let's read verses 40.
请。
Jesus said to his disciple, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
好，耶稣问他们为什么胆怯，乃是责备他们对耶稣所说的话没有信心。
Jesus asked them why they were afraid, actually rebuked them for lacking faith.
因为他不相信耶稣在之前，他稍早之前曾吩咐他们，你们要渡过那边去，那表示就一定会成就嘛。
They didn't believe earlier Jesus said, Let's go over to the other side, it will be done.
虽然这过程当中有出现风暴，但是神的话必定不会落空的。
Despite storms or not.
可惜门徒只看见环境出现困难的时候，就认为自己可能要丧命了。
Alas, disciples only saw the difficulty and concern about their lives.
以为耶稣在睡觉，是弃他们于不顾，所以又将责任推卸给耶稣。
Assume Jesus didn't care if they drowned while sleeping, then they blame Jesus.
难怪这些门徒胆怯了。
No wonder they were afraid.
换一句话说，倘若这些门徒都有信心，那他们应当不会胆怯的。
If they have faith, they should fear not.
神拥有一切的权柄，但是神也期待人有信心的回应的责任。
God has all authority, but God expects us to respond in faith.
那什么是我们信心的责任呢？
So faith is that's our responsibility.
三方面，我们的责任是第一，要相信神的话。
First, believe God's word.
有人解释说，这里是因为门徒忘记耶稣曾经的应许。
Some explain that disciples forgot what Jesus has promised.
那假如门徒把它当成应许，那怎么会忘记呢？
But how could they?
啊，例如当父母要你好好的用功读书，承诺应许你，只要这学期每一科都拿 A， 就买一部最新款的 iPhone 给你。
If your parents have promised you late model iPhone, if you study hard and get straight A.
哦，果然你用功学习，努力达成目标了，真的每一科都拿 A 了。但是你会把 iPhone 这个应许忘得一干二净吗？
Will you forget the promise of iPhone after getting straight A?
除非你对这个应许根本完全不在乎的。
Unless you don't care about the promise.
所以门徒根本就是没有把耶稣的应许放在心上。
Therefore, disciples didn't really care about promise from Jesus.
那其实门徒根本的问题就是他们不相信主的话。
That was the root of the issue in not believing.
因此我们要相信主的话语胜过相信环境。
We should believe God's words over all circumstances.
一个胆怯的人只会看人看环境，因此他里面的信心就会动摇，不能稳固了。
When a person is afraid, all because he doesn't have solid faith and worry about people and situations.
所以有人这样说，外面的风浪其实并不可怕，里面的风浪才可怕。
Some say internal turmoil is worse than the external challenge.
所以不要容许外面的风浪进入你里面成为影响。
Don't let outside storm crashes inside.
要相信主的话语与应许是可靠的，是实在的。
Do believe God's words and promise.
所以有信心表现的人就不会让环境来改变主的话，而是让主的话来改变环境。
A person of faith will not let God's words overcome the situation, not the other way around.
第二个是要依靠主的能力。
Secondly, rely on power of God.
在整个耶稣平静风和海的故风和浪的故事当中呢，门徒只做对一件事情。
Disciple only did one thing right.
就是他们在最后极难的时候，他们寻求耶稣的帮助。
They asked help from Jesus.
虽然态度不对，动机也不对，但是最后他们得救的目的达到了。
Despite wrong attitude and motivation, they were saved.
至少他们仍然相信耶稣是大有能力的。
At least they still believed in the power of Jesus.
而且能够在这样关键的时刻来拯救他们。
To rescue them.
同样，我们可以借着祷告来寻求神。
We should see God through prayers.
就算我们的态度动机可能不正确，
even we have the wrong attitude or motivation.
但是只要我们以信心来到神面前来寻求他，愿意依靠神的大能大力，同样这也是一个信心的表现。
As long as we see God with faith willing to rely on God's power,
神也必定会悦纳我们的。
God will be pleased.
因为人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, nothing pleases God.
最后，我们要心中要敬畏神。
Lastly, fear God.
啊，敬畏神呢，啊，也可以翻译成惧怕神。
Fear God can be interpreted as afraid of God. 啊，
其实敬畏哈，或者惧怕，乃是一种信心的表现。
But actually, it's an expression of faith.
倘若我们对神心存敬畏或者惧怕的时候，就知道神是轻慢不得的。
If we fear God, we will not mock God.
也因着这样的信念，凡事就会小心谨慎。
We will be circumspect or scrupulous.
例如约瑟因为敬畏神，他相信神是不能够得罪的。
Such as Joseph feared God and would not offend God.
所以这就是一种信心，以至于他不敢行恶来得罪神。
That was a show of faith.
在这里我们看见门徒对耶稣的信心得到改善了。
Actually, disciples show some improvement in their faith.
也就是表现在他们惧怕神、敬畏神。
And the show they fear God.
请注意哈，第三十九节哈，大大的啊，跟四十一节大大的，其实在原文是同一个字啊，叫啊。
So in verse 39 and 41st.
啊 ，megas 哈，这个字哈，就是翻译英文都翻译就是大大的哈，英文翻译 great 哈。
So greatly calm and greatly fear, same greatly.
好，这个大大的平静跟大大的惧怕。是一个从对环境的惧怕的胆怯，到对神的惧怕。
From fear of the situation to fear God.
这说明他们信心的跨越与提升。
It showed their faith had elevated and solidified.
以至于他们信心得着稳固了。
So they have firm belief now.
同样我们要操练我们信心的功课，有一个跨越，有一个成长，这是我们的责任。
So in order to discipline and fulfill our faith, we have a responsibility.
经常对神存着一个敬畏或是惧怕的态度，这样我们的信心也可以得到稳固。
We need to always fear God to solidify our faith.
最后，我们知道世事难料，我们每一个人都会遭遇人生的风暴。
Nobody holds the future. We all will experience storm in life.
我们常常会感叹说，屋漏偏逢。厄运接连发生的经验可能我们都会有。
Sometimes it never rains but pours.
我不晓得你有没有这经验，真倒霉，一下子又拿到这个警察的 ticket， 一下子又车子又坏了，一下子又什么都是接踵而来，有没有这样经验？
So you have the experience your car broke down and got a ticket.
没有啊，只有我啊。有啊有啊，我们都会遇到这些风浪，
Christian and churches included.
甚至教会里面也会出现风浪。
Same with us.
然而我要告诉你们，就算我们处在风暴当中，这些风浪是可以止息的，因为主在掌权。
Since God reigns and has all authority, he can calm the winds and waves.
他拥有一切的权柄。
So he has all authority.
那更重要的是，我们在经过这个风暴之后，我们的信心的根基是否稳固，并且得到成长。
We need to grow our faith after the storm, depending on how we respond.
当人生风暴来临的时候，也许会造成有些人亏损很大，甚至信心的根基被摧毁。
Some may suffer great loss in storms of life, even faith was completely obliterated.
但是也有人因为经历人生的风暴之后，他信心反而更坚强，更加稳固了。
But others have their faith fortified and be more solid.
因此，风暴来临并不可怕。可怕的是我们根本没有一点根基，不能够牢固稳靠。
Storm is nothing to be afraid of if we have solid foundation.
而面对风浪来袭的时候，根本毫无招架之力，这是最可怕的。
Otherwise we will be defenseless.
所以我们要以感恩的心来度过每一天。
We should live a life of thanksgiving.
当遭遇风暴或是不顺利的环境的时候，不要消极的去埋怨环境不公平。
When storm comes, we should not complain of bad luck or unfairness.
或是感叹自己为什么那么倒霉，反而要积极的态度去回应。
But actually respond with faith in God.
相信神必定在我们生命中来掌权。
Because he's in charge.
只要我们愿意，我们的信心都可以像当年耶稣的门徒一样，在风暴之后得到更加稳固。
If we're willing as disciples, we're strengthened in faith after storm.
风暴只是人生的考验，是为了让我们可以更加成长，更加稳固。
Then storm is all but a test for us to grow and solidify.
因此在我们人生旅途当中，尽管仇敌可能一再的兴风作浪来影响我们，
Satan is attacking us all the time.
但是我们却可以在风暴中仍然得到信心，得到稳固。
But with faith in God, we shall overcome on solid ground.
因此你我都必须立志在风暴中有得到稳固的决心。
We all should determine to stand firm.
在关于环境，在关于上帝以及关于个人三方面的认知。
And recognize interaction between people, situation, and God.
尽管环境再恶劣，不在自己掌控，但是神仍拥有一切的权柄。
God is in charge, we are not.
更要明白自己有信心的责任，以至于最后我们必定都能够在风暴当中得到稳固。
But we are responsible for our faith in God. Then we all can stand firm in the storm.
我们有这样的决心吗？
Are you determined to do so?
让我们可以在这风暴当中，我们心灵得到安宁。
So it's well with my soul during the storm.
我们一起来回应这首歌，我心灵得安宁。
Let's respond with the hymn, It is well with my soul.